This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hot on the heels of yesterday's economics Nobel going to a guy who studies poverty, Credit Suisse released its annual wealth report today. The top 1% of humanity now owns half of all the household wealth on the planet, and increasingly, that wealth is coming from stocks and bonds, which means the 99% is getting left farther and farther behind. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look.
The report says during the housing bubble, investments in things like real estate did better than stocks and bonds. Then the bubble burst, the financial crisis began, and stocks took a tumble. But they're back and are now a bigger slice of global wealth. Unfortunately, in the U.S.,
half the public doesn't own stock at all.
That's Dorothy Brown, a law professor at Emory University. She says even fewer minorities own stocks.
I'd say about 1 in 10 people of color may own stock.
Which leads to an inescapable conclusion. If the richest people in the world get more of their wealth from financial assets like stocks and bonds, the wealth gap gets even wider. And consider this, 60 to 70% of people in poorer countries have no net assets, according to Branko Milanovic, an economist at City University of New York.
If the financial assets do really well, then surely the gap between those who are at the very top and those who are in the middle goes up.
But don't forget, stocks go up and down. Gene Sturley is an economist and fellow at the Urban Institute. He says if the stock market tanks, it'll narrow the wealth gap.
At a point in time, it definitely will. Just as when the stocks went up relative to real estate or other types of assets, it increased the wealth gap.
And the Credit Suisse report says if the stock market just goes up more slowly, wealth inequality may rise more slowly, too. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.